This is the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. Acta non verba.
It Here looks like again. You're getting a Lewinsky when you lean back in your chair. Somebody's under the desk. What was that? Yeah, never mind.
You were sounding so good too. Now it's like, yeah. What'd you do? Put something front on your microphone?
Did it go bad already?
No, there good. You are.
You're now you're back. Something happened.
Yeah. If you hear a thumping, people, it's the dog's tail.
They're not in the room right now, but.
Sure. Okay. Well, then it's not a dog's tail. But this is really a good lead in to what I want to get started with this.
Oh, evening. Shit.
We have to go with our animalistic minds. We have to think like animals. Today, driving through Chicago, if you guys can picture big city, if you live in a big city, if not, whatever, right at 4 or 5 lanes of traffic was where we were at. So we're talking lots of lanes of traffic all going one way, another 4 lanes and a big concrete wall in the center. So everyone's picturing that. Mm-hmm. A coyote comes running across the road. And of course, he made it across 3 lanes of traffic before he got waylaid, took out a front of a car, and then ran over by a semi. And this all happened like 2 cars in front of me. I watched it. It was like, ooh, here he comes. I'm already braking because I know everyone's going to start swerving. But as I'm driving on the road, I'm like, oh, I got to talk about this on the podcast tonight because is this a coyote? They're not stupid creatures. So on one hand, and I want you to kind of envision yourself as a coyote. So the first hand is, was the coyote chasing something like the Roadrunner? 2, got that. 2, was something chasing the coyote like the Roadrunner? Or was it something like they're all sitting on the sides and all I can think of is a whole bunch of rednecks? And yes, I'm picking on rednecks. I'm a redneck. And they're going, I bet you can't make it across all 4 lanes of traffic. And this guy looks over at the rest of them and goes, hold my beer. And the guy that's holding it goes, as soon as he starts, he goes, I got me a free beer. You know, is it one of those moments? What was that coyote thinking? Because it's like a 5 or 6 foot tall concrete wall in the center, and you're going across like 4 or 5 lanes of traffic. No creature in its right mind. Okay, so that's the first scenario, and we'll come back to that because that one's fresh. And while we're thinking on that, while you guys are thinking on that, my next thought is rabbits and squirrels. They're the most common. Other rodents otherwise, they start across the road. They see the car coming at them. And instead of running across the road where there's usually safety, they turn around and that's when they get ran over. What's going through their little flight or flight mode? Why go backwards? And then I got a part C to this too, but I want to hear your opinions on those 2 subjects first. Anything on the coyote? You think it was a hold your beer moment?
I was thinking that it had to be running away from something. There's no way it's chasing anything on the other side of a freeway. Like, what the fuck did it see?
That's a good
maybe
point.
There was a chica on the other side.
Ooh. Smell it.
Maybe.
Oh, she's in heat. Let's go. Thinking with his dick. That makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe it was a combination of the two, right? There's a chica somewhere on the other side, and he could smell her kind of thing. And then there's a bunch of guys on this side of the interstate kind of going, I think I can make it. And they're either egging him on or they're going, I don't think you can. I mean, that's cool and all. She smells great, but I don't think you can make it, man.
Put your finger on the die.
Oh.
You guys stay here and be virgins. I'm going to go and live my life.
Is he going to get pile driven by a car, taking its front end off to get run over by a 16-wheeler? Yeah. As I drove by, I kind of looked out my window and I was like, oh, he's beyond dead. You know, it's like he got hit.
Yeah, I always wonder, the fight or flight thing is such, especially in animals, right, is such an innate, like, it, you know, you're either frozen or you're, and how, like, you want to run, but then you're frozen because you're like, you're so scared. I'm like, going, you said squirrels and rabbits, like, I could see their hearts going like a gajillion beats a minute. Man. Almost to the point where they're going into cardiac arrest in that moment where they just stop and their heart's seizing and they're like, and that's, you know, yeah, I always
why
wonder,
do they turn around?
Yeah.
You know,
so you say squirrels and rabbits, they turn around, but deer run into the side of you.
I agree. That's why I haven't brought up deer yet. Deer are a little different. Squirrels and rabbits, most rodents, little gophers, they all turn around, and I would say 90% of the ones that I see that actually live are the ones that go across, you know, but most of the time, no matter what they are, they all turn, they run back to like safety or something. And I find that instead of running across the road to safety, since you brought up deer, CJ, I honestly think deer are just blind. I think they have a great sense of smell, but they're blind. And that's why they run into the side of cars all the time. Most of the time, they hit like a corner or the side, and then they get taken out by whatever back wheels or the next vehicle. That's what I usually see anything on the deer. It's like, I don't think they can see for, I don't know if they don't have good peripheral or what. They can smell well, but I'm sure some animal person out there will tell me deer see like better than I ever will. And that they could be right. But when it comes to crossing a road, I think they have blinders on. I don't think they see it.
Saw the whole side of my fucking car, I tell you that much.
I just get this, you know, this funny image in my head that there's some deer out there with Coke bottle glasses and he's like, and everyone's making fun of him, but he's like, I'm not gonna hit a car, you fuckers. Like, I'm keeping myself safe. You guys are all trying to look cool. I'm gonna keep myself safe.
I'm not hitting a car.
And no one ever sees that deer. Because yes. He sees the cars.
Or he's probably the guy, the deer standing on the side going, no, you're not going to make it. No, you're not going to make it. And he's like, right every time. It's always the other deer that you see running out in the street. He's like, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Guys, I'm trying to tell you, you're not going to make it. So...
Oh, look at that face. CJ's getting caught back up to us. He lagged for a moment. We got laughing or something too much. Cheesy ass grin. Yeah, you're coming in garbled at the moment. I know. Yep. Technical difficulties at the CJ household. Maybe. Man, this is maybe.
Whatever.
Is it coming in now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you seem stable now.
Perfect.
Well, we can hear
him. You did. It's all right.
Just kill video.
Hold on.
No, he's breaking stuff.
We good?
I don't know. Maybe. I think I can hear
so
you.
So far, yeah. I can hear.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Internet. The internet went out about 4 o'clock, so
you just can't win.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
For now.
We'll make it work.
Everybody that's listening to us, it's not your internet or it's not on your end. It's CJ's on this one. So we'll just warn you, you're not having technical difficulties. It's on our side. He's trying, though.
Trying to fuck shit up. pretty fucking well.
But going back to our animal thoughts, it's like, especially after I saw the coyote go over, it's like, how many people are the same way? You know, kind of like the coyote. Oh, I can make it across that. And then they end up getting hammered. You know, even think like big picture, life choices. I can do this, or I can't do that, or I can do whatever. You know, there's no consequences. That's the kind of where I was getting at. There's no consequences. We can run across that highway. It'll be okay. You know, and then they get run over by life. They just get smashed, chewed up, run over by 16-wheelers, metaphorically. Hopefully only metaphorically. I think that's the right word, or close to.
I think there's definitely something to that. It's like there's, if you're going to go, right? Go across the highway. If you're going to cross the highway, like, and it's okay to be scared, or it's okay to be nervous, or right. Especially if it's something brand new, whether you're launching a business or taking on a new role or new job, or maybe you're thinking about starting a family and having kids, right? Like there's all kinds of things, even exercising for like going to the gym and lifting for the first time, right? There's injuries happen when, you know, you think you're going too fast.
It's like,
or you're not aware of what's going on anyway, or you're not paying attention enough to the right things, but some of that is because you don't know, right? There's things that you don't know about starting a business or about having kids. Like you could read all the things, but there's always going to be something that pops up or that shows up. And so there is that piece, but your willingness, you know, it's really just be bold, go out there and do the thing and be willing to adjust on the fly, right? Like Frogger, right? That coyote, you know, he may bolt across one lane, but maybe he backs up a little bit. And then to go forward, like maybe you have to do that and you make it across that.
Just running on full bore across four.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe there's times where that is the right move. Just keep your legs kicking until you get to the other side. Like
that's so. You want to talk to the rabbits and squirrels, you know, it's like they start. People will start something and then they're scared and they'll run back to the comfort zone. But when they're trying to run back, that's when they get hammered. Where if they just stayed the path a little bit longer,
they'd be all right.
They'd be all right. They just kind of make it across there. You know, it's the safety first. Well, hope everybody liked our animalistic segment as we tapped into our animal minds for a few moments.
Barbaric, now, savage.
Yes, very, very savage, very primal. What other keywords can we come up with?
Yeah. Tie into the marketing.
Yeah. All right. My next one, and this is funny, and this is what? Go ahead.
So when you're wiping your ass, do you crumple the paper or fold it?
Crumple? You mean like smush it all together, crumple?
Yeah.
What are we going on to shit? And we always have shit in the conversation. Fine. All right. I am strange in this. For whatever reason, my grandfather, now I don't actually do it like my grandfather, but my grandfather hated to waste toilet paper. So he would only pull 3 sheets off, fold them over. And that was, he told me, was the proper way to do it. So you don't waste toilet paper. unfortunately for me, whatever reason, that always seemed to slip off my hand and I'd get shit on my hand if I tried to do it that way. Now, granted, I don't want to waste toilet paper, but for whatever reason, somewhere along the line, and I kind of go off my grandfather's method, but I take it and wrap it around my hands once and then fold one sheet back. So I still have like two or three, depending on how good a toilet paper is. Sometimes
that's the key.
If it's cheap toilet paper, it might be a couple, like if it's gas station toilet paper or rest area, it's getting wrapped several times. If it's the good stuff at home, it's like wrap it around once and it just like it stays in my hand better. And then you kind of like do spirit fingers, wiggle a little bit, falls off, no shit on hand. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I would side with Nate on that.
You do the wrap too?
Very similar in that regard, especially like, yeah, but it depends on the quality of the paper. Like you said, if you're like at a gas station or a rest stop where it's barely one ply, like it's
like you breathe on it and it goes.
Yes. Then that I'm going to use a little bit more of that. But if it's the quality stuff that's, you know, whatever, then okay, you could back off a little bit. And
I don't know how many ply mine is. That's like a good question. How many plies are there? Because I've gone to like family and they use that really expensive stuff that's like 15 ply. And it's like.
It's like a towel.
It's a towel. It's like, is this like,
How about you, CJ?
Well, I've been a crumpler my whole life.
You're a crumpler? How do you, I don't know. What do? Stick it in and like spin it or something?
spin myself like a top on it, yeah. No, I just kind of ball it up.
How many sheets do you use?
I don't go by sheets.
You just grab enough that feels right and then call it good?
Yeah, make sure my thumb don't go in. We're all good.
Yeah. How many wipes do you do? On average. Two. Yeah. Two, unless the second one's real messy.
I've always hated whenever the second one's more messy than the first. It doesn't make any sense to me. How is it getting worse?
You know, what I think that is you don't realize that you do like the first wipe and then a little bit seeps out on you. That's why I think it gets messier on the second one. It's like not enough that you feel it, but it's just like it's like a little squirt.
I think you're asking yourself if I should have sat there longer.
Exactly. Absolutely. And pushed harder.
I mean, yeah.
We need to get your video back, CJ. It's not as much fun to laugh at you when we can't see you. Oh, hell.
I heard this on somebody else's podcast, but then I was also thinking about it. It just reminds me of that when you take a shit when you're at work and it's hot out and like you go start working, you're like, did I leave a little bit or am I just sweating?
Oh, I hate that feeling. Yep.
Did I not finish a job or is it just sweat? And then you gotta go back, you're like, there might be some, but I'm not sure if it's sweat or just shit. Yeah.
It's like you want to dry your ass just to make sure it's not sweat or it's still shitty. It's like you got to wipe like four times and you're like, oh, no, it's, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. There's some shit lessons for everyone. I don't think we've had a shitty conversation in a while. So maybe that's, we were due.
I had to bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Shit talking is part of it.
Literally. Ah, shit.
Okay, my next thought is, and it's a driving thought again, and it's people related. I want to know what the compulsion is for people, and I notice it mostly in vehicles, but it's part of running also. But you know, they're going along, they're speeding up, they're slowing down, and I'll have two references here. One, you got them in a car, and the other one is joggers. You got the freaking jogger, and it's like you're jogging along, and you try to pass the jogger, and he starts trying to run next to you, and then realizes he can't, so he starts slowing down, or he speeds up because he wants to race you, and it's like, no, I was just trying to get around you. And people do the same thing in cars. It's like, oh, I'm just doing this because I don't know what cruise control is, or they're on cruise control, but then someone goes just a little bit faster, and it's like, oh, I got to speed up to keep up with them. Instead of just maintaining whatever speed they wanted to. What is this compulsion? Is it the race aspect of, oh, he's going faster than me, so I got to go faster too?
I had that the other day. I was coming back from an hour and a half drive, which is long for me. And our trucks are governed at 65 when you're not on the cruise control, but you can set cruise control and go up to 68. But my truck has one of those sensors that if somebody's going slower in front of me, it breaks automatically. So this guy was going 60, and I try going around him at 65, which is not fast.
No.
And he started speeding up. So he was just by my side the whole fucking time. So I'm just clogging up the whole damn interstate.
And then, oh, I was so pissed. And then I went back. Slow down to get behind him. They slow down also.
No. He kept the same speed, and then I got behind him, and then he went back down to 60.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You back off, you get behind him, and it's like, okay, we'll both do 65 now. No. Nope. Yep. They'll slow back down. I can't. It's like I want to get on an air horn or something and say, hey, what are you thinking right now?
I have no idea. Like some, you know, I could see it like not one time, but I could see it being a dick. Like, you know, somebody just being a dick because whatever.
Oh, this happens to me multiple times.
And it's one of those where, oh, you've been riding my ass this whole way. I'm just going to be a dick to you. But the other part of me says it's just idiots. Like, I mean,
well, but I
there's so many people that speed up. And I've had so many people in the last week speed up and squish in a spot that's not even a car length in front of me to get off on whatever exit or whatever, where there is nobody behind me for three football fields, but you have to come up and get in front of me. It's like, dude, and it's men, it's women. It doesn't matter. Young and old. It's okay. You can, do we just need to be first so bad? Like CJ was saying, he's doing better than me. I can't. I'm not going to let you come in first.
Fuck this guy. But everybody else, you can pass. But this one, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like a compulsion of people, you know? And it's like, yeah. If it only happened once or not,
but it's so consistent.
It's so consistent of so many people. And it's just, they'll just be cruising along. Then it's like, and we're talking, it's not even like on ramps, off ramps. You know, some of that, we've griped about that before. It's open stretch of highway for 30 miles. And it's like, okay. A lot of times I'll just pull over for a few minutes and try to find another group of people to run with, you know,
just wait. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it gets so stupid or so retarded, and because a lot of times it starts to turn into the, oh, you're trying to pass me. Okay. And then it actually turns into, I'm going to mess with you now. And it's like, no, I'm not. But yeah, my truck's governed, like CJ's talking. A lot of semis are governed, and they just can't do it. You know, yeah. I have one truck that'll run 75, and I got another truck that's governed at 68. Well, I can't pass the guy that's doing 67 because it's governed, and then we hit a hill, and it's like, no, I start slowing down.
And then there is
Ooh, we got internet.
I'm here.
All right. Back. Now he's real back.
Yeah. I did a trip to KC, and to your point about hooking up with a group kind of thing, like I was plodding along, and then there's this black, matte black Audi R something, some sports thing that just blew past me as if I was parked on the side of the road. It's like, well, I'm not going to keep up with you. You know, at first I pulled out thinking, but he was going so fast. Like he was a dot before I could even blink. Like, but then this souped up Hellcat Challenger zooms past, but not as fast. Like, oh, man. It's like, well, okay, I'll follow. This guy's got balls. That's so I know he'll drive. Yeah, so I'll follow him, and you know, I was going. Well, I won't say what I was going. Let's just say we were going somewhat over the speed limit.
Somewhat,
and yeah, and then there's another older Charger that pulled up, and so there was like three of us that were kind of all, but we were zooming. You're all
moving together though.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, it's like
a you pack.
Yeah.
And we just get in this groove and we're like zooming in and out of passing, or we'll let, you know, somebody gets caught behind somebody. So you let everybody else go and then they'll, or vice versa, or they'll slow, like we'd slow down and go ahead and go. Like we're all in this together.
Together.
Like, we're just trying to get to where we need to go as fast as possible. So yeah, good times.
See, that works out. In a car, it seems to work out. And even with semis, sometimes you can get into a nice groove and people are helping each other, especially on ramp, off ramp. You need to get over, you know, there's a lot of, I think it's swayed. I think there's more assholes on the road now, but there still are a few guys that will be like, oh, I see. They're paying attention going, he's going to need to get over. So those guys coming on the on ramp, but so I need to back off a little, to flash my lights, let him get over. And then you all work to get back in. What really gripes me is when the driver like coming up on you goes, oh, I need to back off. I pull over. And then the guy that comes onto the thing sits there on both of us. It's like speed up or slow down. We let you on.
Yeah, pick one. Oh. Yeah.
And another note on that one. Maybe I need to review the rules of the road, but my understanding, because I keep trying to remember to look for signs, is the highway has the right of way. So anyone coming onto the highway should yield for those on it unless otherwise stated.
Yes.
All the guys that flip me off because I don't get over because there's a freaking car there.
Well, yeah, that's just
they should like slow down, not speed up and try to race me and then go off into the median or off the side of the road. It's like I lose track of how many people flip me off because I don't get over for them right away. And it's like there's a car over there. I can't.
Yeah,
this is my lane right now, bitch. You're coming in. Ask him. Knock first.
Yeah, it's well, like they forget there's a yield sign there. It's like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
There was a sign. I was going too fast. I didn't see it. Yeah. Well, and at one point there was and thanks to you guys, so I'm more aware of or more considerate, I guess I would say, more than anything else. And there was a semi that it's like at the very last minute. Like I was just getting up to his rear tire,
which is the worst spot ever.
Yeah. And at the last minute, he put on his blinkers, but there's nobody behind me. So I backed off and I swear, I don't know if this is true, but I swear there's a moment, and understandably so, he was waiting for me to zoom up like what everyone else does. It's like, no, I'm I'm backing off. I'm waving off. I'm like, you're good. You're good. Like, just take your time. And then, cause like he started to go, but then it's like, he wasn't sure
if you like thought about it twice.
Yeah. And so, but then eventually he got over and he tooled out. It's like, I got you. Don't worry. It's like, it's all right. I'm not going to be a dick. Don't forget
to flash lights at him to let him know.
No. Oh, okay. That's what I forgot to do.
Yep. Flash your brights. If your lights are on, just flash your brights so he's actually aware. That's the biggest one. You can almost tell the farmers and stuff because or the construction guys, because they'll all, I'll back off, flashlights. More of that actually is down when I like head to St. Louis. A lot of people down in St. Louis, it's like they'll actually slow down to let the semis come over.
Yep.
Just because of all the highways down there are weirder than all get out for getting on and off. So it's like they're more cognizant of it or something. But yeah, back off. But yeah, you get so many, they'll come up there and they'll ride. And it's like, I can't really see in that mirror real well. I can't tell if you're on my corner, half a car length back, or I'm going to put you in the ditch. And I can't speed up to make sure I get in front of you.
So you just start creeping over, right?
Yeah. That's what you do, because eventually they'll move. They'll figure it out.
Now Chicago's a whole nother ball of wax, which I won't get into. That's turn on blinker, count to three, and go. You know, that's a whole nother thing there.
That's fair.
But on fair. Normal roadways, normal highways, yeah, or kind of in town, back off, flashlights, let the trucker know. That you're actually, I'm actually trying to help you. If he's smart enough to realize you're doing.
A lot of them aren't.
No. A lot of them got a license out of a Cracker Jack box. And if you don't know what a Cracker Jack box is, that's probably where you got your CDL. So,
or are you listening to this? You're probably too young.
Probably.
That's the semi that's weaving back and forth down the road.
What, a Cracker Jack box?
No, the fucking the semi drivers that got their license out of a Cracker Jack box. Those guys scare the fuck out of me more than anything.
Oh. And they're the ones that don't know what cruise control is. You know, I'm doing 75. Oh, I'm doing 60. Doing 75. Doing 60.
You sound like me when I'm going through fucking hills.
Well, yeah, with that governor, that sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, they're fucking annoying, especially the one that I got now. Like I said, that if you're behind somebody that's going slower, it starts beeping.
Yeah, that would.
And then it breaks for you. I do not, even if I don't have the cruise control on. It's fucking annoying.
It's restrictor plate racing, but not in the good way.
Yeah. Insurance purposes, my fucking dick.
Eventually, they're going to realize.
How do you really feel about that, CJ?
Yeah. Eventually, they're going to realize they cause accidents. Yeah.
They're just annoying as hell because it beeps at me all the fucking time.
Okay, Karen.
You're a tailgater.
Back the fuck up.
Could you imagine those in Chicago?
Break it.
It would be gone. I would going downtown Chicago like today. It took 45 minutes to go 3 miles. So, and it's bumper to bumper traffic. That thing would be. I wouldn't be able to move. The truck would just be stopped. It'd be like, back off. Not allowed to have clearance because if you open it up, 5 vehicles pull in there. Where only 2 should be.
Wonder if it would go off if I had duct tape over it.
Yes. Because it's not a, I don't think it's a, like a cam sensor. It's just a sensor.
Or a laser or something. It's.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Freaking laser.
It's sonic or something.
Lasers on sharks.
Sharks with freaking lasers on their head.
For $1 million. Right?
$1 million.
Oh, hell.
Zillion.
Mini me. Zip it. Zip. Zip. Zip.
Did he hurt you? Are you okay?
Show me. Show me where. Oh, hell.
Those movies go through my mind way too much when I'm at work. Because whenever I got to pull into somebody's driveway and it's one of those, it's like one of those rows that if somebody parks on.
Did he just lose internet in the middle of a story? I think he did.
Across and the fucking driveways. Am I good?
You're back.
You're back.
Fuck. I disappeared for a second.
Yeah, we were worried for a moment.
My computer is about to disappear too.
You were talking about when you pull into one of those driveways. It's really what we heard last. And there's a car.
Well, you can barely get around like a car if it's parked on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So with my truck, if I got to get into one of those, I look like Austin Powers whenever he got the cart stuck in the stadium. I think about that every time I'm coming in there because I got to go back and forth like 7 times not to go through somebody's yard.
That's awesome.
Get stuck by a train, sit there for 20 minutes, and you're going, that train's not moving, and you're in Chicago, and all the cars start going the opposite way, and you're like,
I would love to, too.
No, you sit there and be like, I can make this. And it's just like you're saying, it's like after 400 backups and go forwards, you finally get it around. I've only done that once, though, where as I started going the other way, the train started moving. Usually it's legit. I get out of there or whatever, but every once in a while, it's like that train starts moving while I'm trying to turn around
on
this road. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I do like roads that have curbs better than I do shoulders, because then I have something to bump the tires against when I'm going back and forth. When you've turned around, and we're just talking straight truck, semi, it's much harder to do. On a farm road, it's more like one of those 1.5 road lanes instead of a full 2 lane. When you can turn a box truck or a straight truck around on a farm road, you'll impress me. Because if you go too far, either way, you're going to fall off.
You're in the ditch. Stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. You're done for. Especially with that big old crown and the roads are so soft. And yeah, I've had to do that a few times in my life.
I've used the farmer's little turn in where they take the tractors in there.
That's what I try to do, but I'll only put the front end in there. I'll keep my drives on the, I'll always keep my drives on the blacktop.
I back up into them.
Oh no, I pull forward because the front, if the drives still have something they can turn on that's solid, I know I'm okay. It'll probably pull the front end out.
It's been fucked once before.
And he's like, more than
screw
once.
That.
More than once. But yeah, I've learned the hard way more. Don't back up. Yeah.
I usually wait for the next road.
It depends. If it's only a mile away, yes. If you get on one of those stretches where they have like a 2 or 3 mile stretch, it's like,
it's annoying. But I've also had houses I've had to go to, and about every bridge that's around them is like a 2-ton bridge.
Oh, those won't scare me. Depending on how long it is, or how far across it is, I'll just
go. Are you talking about with your truck or my truck?
I may have gone over some of those with a tractor trailer a time or two.
I've done it. Those usually just go faster and you close your eyes when you're going over.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You go for it because they're rated. They rate them for one thing, but they are supposed to handle more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's usually for like farm equipment going about 2 miles per hour.
Yeah. I'm more concerned about the bridges that say like 13.6. You're like,
they're actually like 13.8, but they put that on there. And my truck is exactly 13.6.
Exactly. One of mine's 13. It says 13.6, but where it bothers me is on the snowy days. like a snowy, like how well do they have the road plowed? And you're coming up to the 13-6 bridge and you're like, if I go slow, will it actually rip it off? I've only rubbed a bridge once in the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's scary.
I've rubbed some bridges in the semi back in the 90s. I rubbed a few bridges then. It's, yeah, snowy days on those 13-6. I did get scared recently, though, and was driving down the road, and I looked, and I saw the sign, and it said 12-6. I went, wait, what? How tall is my truck?
Oh, fuck.
What did that say? That's a foot short. I can't go down this road. that was one of those. I had to back up because I couldn't turn around in the road. I had to back up to the last road so I could turn.
I can imagine doing that on a busy road.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of them only have that sign like 500 feet in front of it.
Right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They need to have warnings way ahead.
Way ahead. Not let me get past all the turns first. All right. Let's do a movie question here. What's the better sequel, Terminator 2 or Aliens? I'm trying to think what was in Terminator 2.
Terminator 2 is...
Who's the bad guy? I mean... He's the bad guy in one. Who is the bad guy in two?
The liquid metal guy.
That guy was badass.
I would go with Aliens. I didn't like him.
And Aliens was, they go investigate something. It turns out it was infested by
Aliens.
Terminator.
I'm going with Aliens.
I don't think I've ever seen the original Aliens. Or any of
Alien, them, so. Alien, and then Aliens, and they were both done by James Cameron. Did both of them? He did Terminator 2, and then he also did Aliens. So, so I thought about this, or I saw this question. I thought this is a really good question because I think they're both really. They're really good. Like there's.
Yeah, but it's like, which one do you like better? I'd go with the Aliens.
Why is that?
I think it was the better of the two.
Better story, better action, or just overall?
Yeah, I would say it over. I never could. The liquid guy. The liquid guy in Terminator 2. I never. What's the word I want to use? I didn't find it believable.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost too futuristic. It's like everything's back. You got, it's almost like the Silver Surfer or, you know, the Flex guy type thing. I'm like, he's what, a nanobite? It's like, I
don't believe it.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It broke the fantasy. It brought it. It was too far of a stretch to like pull me into the fantasy world of it.
It
didn't have to be believable to be entertaining. Yeah, that's fucking true. Scrooge.
No, but I'm just saying. To me, it was. I think it detracted from it. Where with Aliens was.
Are you one of those people watching a movie and you're like, they wouldn't do that? That's dumb.
Depends on the movie. On some stuff, absolutely. On others, like, okay, a gal beats up 10 dudes. Is she a superhero? If she's a superhero, like Wonder Woman or something, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. If it's a state Jane of the Wick? Art, yeah, you know. Or
no.
Well, even in that, it's if it was in the Wick universe, possibly because they're pushing it. But if it's just like normal, hey, this is 1950s USA. Nope, not gonna believe it. So yeah, then I would pull it apart. So it depends on the basis of the movie. Just like I watch B-rated or C-rated movies like Sharknado. Sharknado. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. It would never really happen, but they make me believe that it could happen. Or Sharks in Space. I'm like,
that's believable, but the different Terminator is just too much.
No, but I'm just saying it depends on the how it's portrayed. It just,
your logic doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah,
no, I kind of see where he's going.
You can lose the story if you're too much. Okay, here's a better example. As you know, with historical reenacting and everything, I can watch like 1700s type movies and stuff, and if the clothing is proper, the costuming is good, I can watch it.
If it's not,
but if I'm watching a movie that should be set in the 1500s and half their clothing is from the 1800s, I'm not gonna believe
the shit out of you.
Yeah. And then I was actually watching a YouTube clip on this, and another good example is like Lord of the Rings. There's a lot of stuff in it that looks like it's medieval times pulled from different eras. But at the same time, they gave each one of them the clothing, all of its fantasy spin. So even
like its own culture.
Culture, yeah. So it's like, oh, a ranger coat. Well, why couldn't they have a ranger coat? Now, in medieval times, you know, 1600s in Europe, they would not have had that coat because it looks like a frock coat. Okay, fair enough. But this isn't medieval times. It's the fantasy world of Middle Earth. Okay, it works. It works for that character. So if stuff pulls out too much, it can lose me. Now, I didn't say I dislike Terminator 2. I just think Aliens was better than Terminator 2.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Now, if you had taken the bad guy from Terminator 2 and put him in a movie with the Silver Surfer and let those two guys fight it out, that would be a universe I could see them fighting it out. But when you're talking robots and stuff, and you switch over to like the nanobite technology, which whatever that he was, like, I don't see technology going that way. I don't see he was basically a blob. You know, it's like, this is supposed to be a tech world, and he's a blob. No, him in a take him and put him in a superhero universe. No, I believe it because they have stuff like that. Yeah. So,
yeah, I think they were both really, really well done. They were told well, and Terminator 2 for sure. At the time, what, the 80s, something, 90s, like that was early 90s, 80s, like technology wise was just
they
like,
did well.
Way above, you know, it was like almost Star Wars in that it was like, how do you do a liquid metal dude? Like, it's one thing to do a robot or some of those special effects. It's a whole nother thing to CGI before CGI was real, like truly a thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, there's something about Aliens that draws me to it. And I don't know if it's just that, because it's Space Marines, it's a little bit more gritty, or like you said, maybe it's in a sci-fi universe, it's a little bit more grounded in that sense. Plus, I mean, they're both sort of the bad guy that never stops, but it's a different setup in it's a different setup in Aliens. I think, you know, it's like, you know what the bad guy is, but it's like a bunch of them and how are they going to get out? And so, you know, I think these days, looking back, I think far too many people look at Sigourney Weaver's character and go, oh, and Ripley. And it's like, oh my God, like Uber woman kind of thing. Like people today looking back at that.
Right.
Think of Ripley as this icon kind of thing, but it's not so much that it was a woman, it was just a strong character who knew what they were up against, right? She saw that from the first movie,
right?
Knew what they were up against, and the company kind of didn't care. They wanted to try and get that alien and figure out what it is and use it in some way, shape, or form. And they sent the colony out. Anyway, I think there's a little bit more deeper story there and a little bit more intrigue and stuff like that, but they're both fantastic. I like, for me, they're so close. Like, I
both. It's hard to choose. Okay. Yeah. Another movie, one bouncing off this or side waiting off it. Who would win between RoboCop and Terminator? The Arnold Terminator. We'll be specific here. From the first movie, first RoboCop, and CJ, and I guess in yours, you'd watch the new RoboCop. You probably never saw the original, did you?
Never saw any of them, so.
You never saw the RoboCop movies?
It sounds stupid.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
You've never seen them either, Jimmy?
I have.
Oh, okay. The first RoboCop, the original RoboCop, I think was better than the second RoboCop. Even though he looked cooler in the second one because of modern technology. But I think the first movie was better portrayed. Okay, so CJ, pull up a picture of both of them and let us know who do you think would look, who would win. God, and while RoboCop's, you do that, me and discuss.
Uglier and shit.
What's that?
RoboCop's real face is uglier than shit.
I agree. But he's got the self-loading gun, you know? I don't know.
He's
got
to go with Terminator, then.
Yeah, but that holster in his thigh. In his
thigh? Yeah. They're both pretty tough.
Well, one was Arnold Schwarzenegger, so he's going to... Yeah, it's a one-up for me.
One-up.
But one more robot that looks human. Like, Terminator's a robot that looks human. RoboCop really is more a human with a robot's a body.
Yeah, he's
more of a cyborg
orc
than Terminator. Because, I mean, it's just the skin and all that stuff.
I wonder if Terminator's thinking full logic, whereas I can't think of RoboCop's. What was his name in the thing? I don't remember. In RoboCop, he has more of a human thinking pattern. So
I know the actor, but I can't think of the
Murphy. Something Murphy. Frank, yeah. Murphy.
I think so.
I think it was Frank Murphy. Frank Murphy. Think about it in airplanes. They keep trying to make all the self-piloting airplanes, but we still need pilots. Who's better? Who do you think, CJ?
Yeah.
I'm asking a question here because he's...
All right, and spit it out.
Alex Murphy.
It is
his name. Alex Murphy.
Alex Murphy, not Frank. Alex. Okay. They're a self-piloting fighter jet versus an actual pilot. Who wins?
Pilot. You say
the pilot wins? So if we go off of that, then RoboCop would beat Terminator.
That's where I was going. That's why I brought that up. That's kind of where I was going. I mean, the Terminator itself would be pretty unstoppable, but then there'd be a creativity. I think in the movies they say it's a learning computer, so they could figure stuff out. But I think, you know, there's, you know, it's that human capacity for creativity or some of those other things, right? That even a robot, a learning sort of thing,
AI would take
some time to learn and gather that experience. Now, maybe it could do that faster and process things quicker, but I still think there's a human element. And even, right, if you think of Top Gun or even military, just not even planes, but just tactics and some of those things, I think there is something for creativity that may not even life experience. It could be something completely unrelated to, it's like growing up fishing and learning some lesson through that, or somehow that teaches you something that you can apply to a fight or to battle tactics. So I'd put my money on RoboCop.
It was a video game.
RoboCop it was.
Versus Terminator. It came out in Sega 93.
Oh, really? Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Me neither. Hmm.
Do they have stats on who won more?
Who is more played?
Don't know.
Don't know.
Good question.
Even though both are being controlled by humans. Who has the most hit points?
Yeah, well, that could be. One's more tanky and
yeah, one's more scrappy.
It says that RoboCop defeats all the Terminators.
Ha!
Well, so there it is.
There it is.
Science.
Yeah, science, bitch.
All right. You got another off the wall question, CJ? Or are you done talking about shit?
A few minutes.
All right. How often do you look up words when reading a book? As in, you either don't know them, or even if you get the gist of it. Like sometimes you get the gist of the word, but you're not sure what it is. Will you look it up real quick?
There were certain books I used to read that I did it quite a bit. I think it was actually, what was it? It was the George R. R. Martin books, because he always put some fucking $5 words in there. And I would just stare at it for a while. I'm like, I have no idea what this is. I have an idea.
So you'd understand what the gist is, but you'd actually look it up to really know what it is.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you any of those words. Speaking of this question, it just reminded me and my grandma had this conversation a lot. Like when you're reading some, I think I might've brought this up, but when you're reading a book and they put the names as something that's unreadable.
Oh,
yeah. And then you just skip over it. You just know what it looks like.
Yep.
Like, and then you come up with your own name. Yep. Joe.
You know what I hate is when I can almost pronounce it, or I say, I have a pronunciation in my head. Not that I say it out loud, but in my head, when I read that, I pronounce it so it sounds like this.
Ishkabibble.
Then you hear someone like reading that name off.
And then you hear it and it's George Martin. You're like, wait, what?
It's so far off the wall. It's like, oh, that J is an H or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you put an X and Y in there?
J or a Y? What is it? I think I've told this before.
Jennifer or some shit.
26
a Y and a Z.
Yeah. 26 letters and there's two consonants. What? How do you get Joe out of that?
I had two teachers in high school. Their last names are spelt the same. One was Janky and the other one was Janicky. One went with the German pronunciation.
Yeah.
Yep. One went with the German and the other one was like, whatever.
Screw it. We're in the United States. We're in America.
Spelled exactly the same.
Everything. America, bitch.
It's like, are you two? Nope. We pronounce it differently.
All right.
All right. So
you're still related, right?
Yeah.
Don't try to church it up, boy.
Yeah, I do. I've always been really good at picking up stuff in context. Like I can, if I've never seen the word before, I can usually figure it out. Unless it's some, like you said, like there's some
in a paragraph
ridiculously spelled word. Like some of those, I mean, this is a bad example, but it's the only thing I can think of. It's like you see cities in Iceland, like Reykjavik's, like even saying Reykjavik and the way it looks is to me it's not even the same. Like, but it's
if you read it in a sentence, it's like, oh, that's a city.
Yeah, I totally get. Yeah, in context, I can either figure out what the word is. But anymore, I'll look, especially if it's so foreign. Like I have zero clue. Like, I think, does this mean this? It's, well, in context, it should mean this, but I don't know if that's where they're going. So I don't even know the word. So then I'll look it up.
Well, and I'm reading a book and it has like an Asian storyline. So it's all the ninja weapons and all the samurai weapons and everything. My problem is, it's like, I know that's a weapon. I know I've looked it up before. And yet I want to make sure that this one's
I'm a thinking sword of the right thing. Yeah.
Spear, because it's like Nagasaki, Wakasaki, Wakashaka, Takashaka, fuck, shaka, whatever, fuck. And I'm like,
wasabi.
I don't know these words, so I gotta look them up to see if it's a spear, sword, long sword,
short, dagger.
It's like nine versions of katana. Is it a tanto? You know, it's like, they're so close, but there was this one section where they're talking about, and it even says it sets you up so you'll get the gist of it, of the different pole arms. And then list six of them. Could I let that go?
No.
I looked up all six of them so I knew which one they were talking about, and they all have slight differences. And it's like, okay, I would call that one a poleaxe, and I'd call that one a spear, and I would call that one a halberd. You know, it's like I had to put my English together in there to go with what the Japanese version of it is. And I was like, and those are I just got to go with their word because I don't know anything. It's like, but I look up a lot of words
for the last, it's maybe been 5 to 7 years now. Maybe even longer. Anyway, there's a group of my peers. Like we started doing, I don't know if it was because of a calendar or something, but somehow we started a word, not a word of the day, but like a word of the week. And it's words that we've never heard of.
So a lot of Urban Dictionary?
Not so much. I mean, they can be, but some of them, but a lot of them, you know, it's just stuff like we were just talking. You're reading a book and then you come across a word that you've never heard of. It's like, oh, so maybe that's one reason why I'm more conscious of those things now and actually take time to look it up versus, and we have a list. So it's a rotate. There's like five to seven of us and there's a rotation. It's a 7 week rotation. So yeah, there's seven of us. It's a 7 week rotation and you send out basically the word, but we also, since we've started doing this, God love the person who's doing this. They've kept track of every word in a spreadsheet.
Wow.
So we
can go. How many years have you been doing this?
Like I said, it's gotta be at least five, maybe even seven. And if somebody repeats, like, you get called out like, no, we've already used this word. So the point is it's all brand new words.
So say 5 years at 50 words a year for easy math. So you're 250, 300 words in. Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's a phrase or it's more of a, it's not so much a word. Like every once in a while it may be a phrase or some sort of thing, but more often than not, it's a word. And like I said, if you reuse one, you get called out. So then you have to submit something else. But it is interesting. That's been interesting for me too, because a lot of the words I've heard of them, I know what they are. Like there's few other than the ones I come up with. It's rare that I haven't seen it before. And so that's kind of interesting to me too, because it's like, wow, you've never come across chartreuse. What? How do you not know chartreuse? Like, I mean,
I hate though when I know what a word, like I've read the word a half a dozen times and in context, I could tell you what that word means. But if you were just to throw up I can't even think of anything top of my head. If you just threw a word at me and go, do you know what this means?
Yeah. Can but you probably say it in said a it?
Sentence.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Put it in a sentence for me. Yeah.
Unrelated. Do you got, or actually related to my group of folks, but I know they're not going to listen to this podcast.
You hope.
But there is one gal who's submitted a word that to this day is hands down the funniest thing ever, only because of the way she sort of threw it out there. So do you guys know what a merkin is? M-E-R-K-I-N.
Yes. CJ?
No.
No.
It is a pubic wig of sorts.
It's a toupee. So, it's a toupee for the pubic area.
Yes. And so, because this back is, in the day with crabs, okay, and all okay, those other things, they would shave, but then
put a merkin on.
Look like they have hair, they would use a merkin as a pubic wig. Now, when somebody found this word and she sent it out to the group, and
with pictures,
she misspelled pubic and instead put misread pubic as public. And so she sends out something about a merkin being a public wig, and me and somebody else goes, I think you misspelled public. And at first she didn't get what we were talking about. She's like, and then after some back and forth, we're like, check the definition on this one. And knowing who it was, I'm sure she turned so bright red with embarrassment. That's a pubic wig, not a public wig. And oh my, it's the funniest thing. And even to this day, every once in a while, one of us, like, she'll email a word, or she'll, like, there's some conversation going on, and invariably me or one other gal will just type merkin and send it. And everyone else laughs, and she's like, I hate you. But it's so awesome.
Who is it? Ron White. Anytime anyone says in public, I think of the long drawn out. Oh, okay. Before I go on to, before I forget this thought about CJ screwing me over, merkin is a word that I read in a book one time, not all that long ago, that it was okay. Like, even in context, it's like, I got to look this up to see if it is exactly what I think that they're talking about or not. It was one of those. It's like,
nope. And it is a toupee for.
Yeah. And CJ, you're an
the
ass.
The pubic hair.
You know why you're an ass? Because you know what? I forget which episode it was when you were talking about gals that pull out their last word. Like, hi, how are you today? Uh-oh. Or, hi, it's so lovely.
Did you run into somebody?
I never realized one of my customers, she's an older gal that I deliver to, that. It did not register with me. And I usually see them about once a week. Every time, every sentence, the last word is drawn out. And you know how hard it is not to laugh at a nice, sweet little old lady. You know how hard that is, you know.
Honestly, like,
she's
really
talking about
care.
Her dog dying, and she's drinking out that last word, and you're trying so hard not to laugh. And all you can think of is you need to tell CJ he's an ass.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, man. You know, if it was like every once in a while, like a waitress at a restaurant that I'm only going to go to like once or twice in my lifetime or something, mm-hmm. It'd be like, eh, when but this is every week, every conversation.
I'm so glad I could break the proverbial glass for you.
Man, it's like, Yeah. Very That's sweet awesome. Old lady. Yeah, but no. Now I almost dread talking to her because
you've ruined it.
You have. I had nice conversations. I still have nice conversations with her, but I just have to work hard not to laugh. But you can't be like telling me about your dead dog. You know, your old dog that just passed away that should be sad. And you're drawing out the last words. Or, you know, how hot you need to go pool or whatever. And it's like, no. I can't picture you jumping into a pool. Nope. And with that, and you're trying so hard not to laugh. That's the worst part. You're like,
what's so funny?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, there's a lot of people I would love to have listen to this podcast. And there's moments like this. I hope those two.
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. They never. Yeah. No. I think we talked about this last time. They don't know they're doing it. You know, it's just a natural. But where did that start or why? Did we talk about that last time? How does that even begin?
Everybody's got their own tics, and you don't know when they started. I have one that I've been working on a lot. I've always said, like I was going to say. Allie had a video from like 5 years ago. You can hear specifically in the video that I say it. Oh, it was when we got Aries. I was talking to his breeder. And you can hear me in the video saying that. I'm like, fuck. She hadn't really called me out until her dad came here, and I called her out for something else earlier in the week. And then she called me out in front of her dad. I'm like, fuck you.
So you used to do that?
I still do it. I just like catch myself.
Of drawing out words?
Oh, I don't draw out words. I say at the very start of a sentence. Like if I'm having a conversation, then it's my turn to speak. I'll say like I was going to say. And then say like something.
You're just saying a phrase.
Yeah.
That wouldn't annoy me as much.
Well, it was kind of like my version of or I thought that was better than saying
Well, it is actually
in my fucking head, but
yeah. There is it's inflection, right? It's an upward. You can either end upward or end downward, and that it's a thing. It's like that inflection is a thing because lots of times, right? If you think of it, it's more of a questioning. Are you sure you want to do this? Kind of idea, like there's some. Like insincerity, it's almost like I'm better, like in a way I'm questioning what you're saying when I do that, or that they're not it's like they're not buying your whatever it is that you're saying. Whereas if you do more of a downward inflection, which is more like when you end, there's a confidence. Yeah, there's more of a confidence. There's more of a belief in yourself, or you know, or the person using it, right, is more confident in what they're doing, and there's a finality to it. It's like the end of, you know, I'm done doing my sales pitch, or I'm done doing the ad read, or you know. Whatever the thing is, where that upward inflection, like you hear it a lot, especially these days, you know, there's interviews with, I'll just say Karens generally speaking,
but HR people, just go with the HR people.
Yeah. Or just blue pilled dudes. Like even right. There's guys like that where they think they know they're smarter than you when they really aren't. Right. And they don't believe you, or they don't like what you're saying. So they'll use that upward inflection to kind of question what you're saying. Did you really mean to say that this blah, blah, blah?
Did you not hear the words coming out of my mouth? You know, you should never say that to an interviewer. You'll probably not get the job.
Out of my mouth.
That's exactly what I thought of. But yeah, there's definitely there. Like I said, there's almost an arrogance that comes with that. And you know, if you watch, you know, I'll just say it, there's more left leaning folks tend to talk that way. Soy boys, male feminists. I mean, and the like. There's a certain, like I said, it's just that insincerity, that questioning. Oh. I'm somehow smarter than you.
That 20 something manager.
Yes.
Yeah. I had one the of barista. Those. Was that last week? The week before? No, this was actually every other person in the place looked like old retired person. The 20 retired. He was an asshole. It's like, dude, I don't like you. No.
Yeah.
He's a 20 something entitled brat. And it's like, yeah, I've been over and then I even tried to be nice to you on top of it. And then you're going to be a dick to me. Okay. Yeah. Next time I won't even worry about it. I'll just, here you go.
And what is it? I think Fox Day calls those guys gamma males, where they have to be right. They're smart, right? They're, it's like somebody telling, you know, what's the line, like somebody someone telling everybody, I'm king, I'm a stud, I'm a man, I'm a whatever. If you have to say that, you're not that thing.
Right.
It's like from Game of Thrones, any man who says, I am the king is no king, kind of thing. And so if you have to say it, and so that's another, it's like they think they're smart, or they want to be smart. They want to prove to everybody how smart they are and all that sort of stuff.
You'll take a guy like that, and it's like they'll look down on me because I'm the delivery guy and he's the quote manager. But he then walks out to his little electric car that isn't much bigger than a go-kart and can only go 100 miles and couldn't make it down the road in a freaking semi-truck if his life depended on it without, you know, killing
him. Hell yeah.
But I'm Mr. High and Mighty. this was back in truck driving times. I got into, and I might have been a little hot-headed when I was younger, maybe.
I can't see that at all.
No, not at all. Possibly. I may have not had the patience I do now.
Wait, you're patient?
Just kidding.
News to me.
But I got into it with this guy, and we were having an argument of over, you know, how I was driving my semi-truck on their lot. And whatever. And it was funny because one of the forklift guys go, you're trying to tell him how to drive that semi, which I put it right where they wanted it, just to be clear. If they'd given me better directions, I'd had it in the right spot. But anyway, and you only ride a bicycle and don't have a driver's license. And I looked at him. And it was like, I wasn't going to say, there was like,
there's nothing else to say.
If you had told me where you wanted it in the first place, I'd have put it there. This guy told me you wanted it here. Don't tell me I'm driving wrong because,
I never
understood. You ride a bicycle.
All the years I worked retail, and even as just a produce clerk at my first job, but I would still receive deliveries, kind of thing. Like I was always nice to those, always nice to the delivery guys, just like I'm nice to waitresses and waiters and bartenders, like, because they're the ones getting me my thing, and more importantly, they're the ones doing work. I'm just sitting on my ass. So I was always nice to those guys. I'd always talk up the delivery, whether it's UPS or some freight thing, it didn't matter. It's like, hey, how's it going? Just because they're working their tails off. Like, if I get something wrong or get something that I wasn't supposed to get, or it's a shit ton order and it's just me, it's like no sense in me yelling at this dude because he may be the same dude that picks the shit back up and takes it away or helps me solve whatever problem I got.
You get a load someplace and it's like, is there any way you can put this over here for me so I don't have to touch it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be a dick to me, I'm going to drop it and go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to shove it in your ass.
Be like, yeah, here you go. I'm sure CJ's done that more than I have. I bet you have put more pallets of stuff places where it was just
good enough. You're
gonna be a dick to me? All right. Here you go. Boom.
I did that more with drywall.
But that's what I'm saying.
Shingles, I haven't really. There's only been about one time that I got pissed off at somebody. It takes for this one. It takes a lot more because I don't have. It's not constant shit happening, so my fuse is a lot longer. There,
it's a 5-second fuse.
Yeah, it was. There was a couple times that people pissed me off, and I just put shit in the wrong place. I actually stole a guy's fucking drill because he pissed me off. I stole it and gave it back later in the day. Yep. About went to the ER for that one. I probably should have. I didn't care. The guy was way bigger than me and probably on way more drugs than I.
It's all right when you're young and stupid.
Right? Wait, he was the one being fucking stupid.
When's CJ going to be out of that phase?
Yeah, might be a while.
Another few years.
Yeah,
just because I'm 31 doesn't mean shit. I'm still a kid. Whenever people stop calling me fucking buddy, then we'll talk.
Oh,
it still happens. I'm like, I'm 31. Jesus Christ, when's this gonna end?
Hey, little bud.
It's not little.
What is it? Is it Men in Black where Will Smith, like the first one, where it's okay? You know, you recruited me, so you recognize the skills, but don't call me kid. Don't call me whatever. Don't, you know, all those same sort of deal. Don't call me kid. Don't call me pup. Don't call me whatever. It's like, all right, Slim. All right, kid. Like he just starts calling him all the names. And he doesn't.
You know, one of the ones that annoys me the most is someone calls me son, especially if they're younger. If they're a peer of mine or younger than me, don't call me that. But what's funny is this old timer I deliver to, he called me that. And I just started cracking up. And he's like, what? I was like, you're not old enough to be my grandfather, but you're definitely old enough to be my father. So I'll let you go ahead and say that. This is kind
this
of
one
a,
slides.
Yeah. I'm like, you're old enough. You're, and he's a little snarky little guy. I'm like, yeah, you can. You're old enough. You're in that elder category of you can say that to me and make me feel young. I'm all right with that. You know, my mentor calls me all kinds of names like that, kid, buddy, whatever. And it's like, yeah.
Somebody that you know is older, it's a little bit different.
That's what I'm saying.
People that are my age or younger.
No.
Saying that. I get a sour taste in my mouth. It's like, I just want to punch you in the fucking face when you're stupid.
Yeah.
Easy going until you piss me off, you dumb fuck.
You get one of those young guys that I could be old enough to be their father and then call me son. And it's like, no, I can't keep my mouth shut. It's like instantaneous. It's like, do you realize I'm probably 20 years older than you? How it's just an expression. Learn a new one.
Yeah. Don't try that shit with me, please.
You want to piss off an old guy? Call him son. It's not a word of endearment. It's I want to piss you off. Oh man, this is a ranting and raving podcast. For if nothing else, if no one else feels better listening to us. Just if you made it this far, no, I feel better for talking about it. Yeah. This is my therapy.
We all do.
Look, we don't even charge or anything. Well, we may someday, but right now I'll put that in brackets, but yeah.
Just your time. All we charge right now is just your time. For the
moment. But hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I could hear is Phil Foster from Phil Foster Fitness going, "You gotta eat, son."
Son. Yeah.
When you said that, that's all that was running through my head.
Talking about doing stuff, I finally thought of Ron White. Drunk in public. You're saying public. I'm like, that's all I can do. That's one of those phrases. Public. When anyone says public, that's how I hear it. You can say it in the best way possible. And all I hear is Ron White going, public.
I was drunk in a bar. They threw me in public.
Good times.
Tater salad. All right.
That's my son, Tater Tot.
I hope everybody enjoy. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. I hope it's given you something to think about in your own quest to develop a barbarian mindset. Because it's with this mindset that you'll find the skills, strength, attitude, will, and endurance to see things through and live within the civilization and still be a barbarian. We appreciate your feedback. We especially appreciate those who have been supporting the podcast. That's the Barbarian Rhetoric Podcast. On our website, on Anchor FM, and on Spotify. You can find the show notes on the blog or anchor.fm/barbarian rhetoric. If the podcast has been helpful to you, please let us know. You can do this by checking into the Apple Podcast app, give us 5 stars, and leaving us a short review. This will help us get our message out in front of many more people. You can also talk to us on social media and let us know what you are thinking about or how this has helped you. On Twitter, I am at Steel Janz. That's STEELJANZ. And I'm also on Instagram at Barbarian Rhetoric. There's also a couple other things you need to check out. One is the Barbarian Rhetoric blog. And of course, our newsletter. There's a pop-up which you'll see as soon as you land on the blog. Thanks for listening. And always remember to be a barbarian in a civilized world.
An apex predator. Civilized world.